monitoring on 14673. KC3QPJ, are you there?
K3VON's here.
I didn't quite get your call sign there. Could you please repeat that? All right, you're coming in very, very quiet. Could you please increase power or like try moving your antenna because I can barely hear you. You're coming in very quiet.
W3ICF with some information. The repeater is connected to the ARRL section net. Please refrain from personal use right at this time. They're trying to get the net underway. So normal use will be available when the net concludes. W3ICF.
Well, my apologies. KC3SAG clear.
W3ICF, KB3MXM. How's my audio this evening, Phil?
Oh, good evening there, Marty. Sounds fine to me. I'm not having a bit of trouble with it. And so just standing by for the start of the net, W3ICF.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll be starting here just a few minutes after the top of the hour. That'll allow some of our visitors to wander in because they know we start at 8 o'clock. So we'll be back in just a few moments. KB3MXM.
Congratulations on your reciprocal service here coming up. I saw that announcement there in one of the ARRL messages. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, they just released it in the ARRL letter. I was on the fence. I didn't know if I really wanted to do it again. But got such a great team backing everyone up here in the section and such an awesome section with all of you participating. And I figured, well, we'll do it maybe one more time, but I don't know. We're going to have fun, I know. It's going to be a different year. I won't say normal, but things are getting back from where we've been, and hopefully they'll continue to improve. And we'll be standing by. KB3MXM.
A very deserving reassignment there, and I'm glad you got it. You're doing a fabulous job. W3ICF clear.
Now, this is KB3MXM. Thank you for joining us for the Maryland, D.C. section Echolink Net. And we'll be starting here in just a few more minutes, so we're going to let some more people join us. And then we'll get started. Thank you all for joining us this evening. Got plenty good things going on here, and we'll share some of what I know from the section side, and then we'll go down the list, and we'll hear what you have to we'll have to say. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, KB3MXM. All right, let's do a little housekeeping here. It's a big help. It's a big help if you just simply put something in the text box because your call sign will show up. So if you just want to put something in there, that would be really, really helpful because otherwise I would have to cut and paste from the roster in the box. And sometimes I overlap and I think I've got 100 hams here, but it turns out to be 50. But we'll start here in just a moment or so. It's 1 minute after the top of the hour, so we'll be back in just a moment. Okay, so let me just remind you, if you're having difficulty connecting directly to the conference, you can listen to one of the many linked repeaters that usually join us each evening. I got to remember that I can't leave my finger off the button now. So there are some linked repeaters. Like for example, we've got KA2JAI. Sometimes we get the Southern crew that comes in. They link through their 220 repeater. And I'm not sure. Does Mike have his link today? I don't see Frederick. Washington, WB3GXW is linked in, so maybe you go through there. And another thing that's very helpful, too, is don't forget that it's important that you keep your software up to date for many reasons. I won't mention the Colonial Pipeline. Boy, I'll tell you, using old operating system. So if you're not on the latest version of Echolink after the net this evening, I'd recommend you get downloading it and installing it. We'll be right back in a moment. KAV3MXM. All right, we'll go ahead and let everyone else join, and let me take a quick, let me take a capture of the roster, and I'll be right back. Stand by. All right, I've got it. And as I said before, if you can just put a, you can put a hello Marty or hello all in the chat box down there in the text box. Just throw something in there, and that will allow me to see your call sign. And that way I won't miss it as I go through the list. All right, let's get started. First of all, thank you all for joining us. This is the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net, held on the third Friday of every month here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, Echolink system, and linked repeaters. And I want to thank those repeater operators and trustees for joining us this evening. Well, folks, we're going to have field day this year, I think. There's many opportunities here for field day, June the 26th and the 27th. I won't say the word normal. I'll say things are improving, and improving quickly, I hope. But let's all be cautious and careful. Let's take a time and reflect on where we've been, and let's not go back there. But field day is 26th and the 27th of June. And many of you might already be planning or hoping to participate in field day. And if you're not planning to go anywhere, please participate from your home station, from your mobile, or your HT, because we need to get on the air. Break. I'm going to throw a couple of links into the chat box. So for those of you that are online, you'll see that. If not, you'll see it in the section news tomorrow. I'll be collecting some additional details from our meeting this evening and hopefully be able to add some more content to our activities. First, I'd like to put in the chat box is a field day website for ARRL. And there you'll find links to activities that are going on, what are the rules, how do you set up your summary sheet, and the locator. And if you're planning to have an event, you know, that's a good place to put it in there for the locator. Also, I'm going to add to that is the Facebook page this year for Field Day from ARRL. And also, I put in the box this evening the Twitter account. You know, amazing that we use social media so actively now. Take a break. We use it so actively and almost in real time. So if you want to maybe read about something that's happening in your community or hear about an event, or you want to hear about, let's say, the Blue Angels that are going to be flying over Annapolis here during the graduation ceremonies in Annapolis, then there's a good place to go to get up-to-date information. As a matter of fact, just recently, Wallops Island had a sounding rocket launch, and they were posting their updates. They had a couple of delays. They were posting their updates on Twitter. Break. Speaking of Twitter, the Maryland section has a Twitter page, and I'll put that in the link. If you're looking for it, it's the @ MDC, Mike Delta Charlie, ARRL, all one word, if you do that. And there's a Facebook page as well. And, of course, we have the Maryland DC section website for Maryland. And that's also available. Matter of fact, the stand by a second. I'll put that in the chat box, too. So that's the Maryland, DC website that's on the ARRL web, or that's the page on the ARRL website. Stand by. This evening, I hope to have some individuals that will be joining us from the Maryland FM Association. Their Ham Fest is scheduled for May 30th, Sunday, at the Howard County Fairgrounds, the Memorial Day tailgate. It's only a tailgate this year, no indoor activities, the last time I read the website. And the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club is going to have their their ham fest on June the 20th. It's called the BARC, B-A-R-C, Father's Day Ham Fest and Marketplace in Arcadia, Maryland, just north of Reisterstown and 795. Break. You're also going to hear a little bit about some of the other radio services that we might be able to enjoy, one of which that I've just recently started to explore is DMR, Digital Mobile Radio. With your amateur radio license, you can get equipment that allows you to connect to repeaters and link to repeaters through the Internet all over the world. In this area, the talk group is 3124. That's 3124 for Maryland. Break. Sometimes overlooked, too, are other radio services, one of which is the General Mobile Radio Service, GMRS. Now, come on, folks. If you've got an amateur radio license, you know all about the 605 form. You can sign up online to get your GMRS license. So another opportunity to use communications, mostly VHF. No, is VHF. Is VHF. UHF. It's all UHF. And there are repeaters in this area, one in Columbia and a newly installed one in Towson, Maryland. Break. And then if you're not ready for the radio, you always have the opportunity to go via radio over IP. In other words, you can buy an interface box that connects to your computer, and you can use your portable or otherwise use that to connect to some of these radio systems online like you're doing this evening with Echolink. It makes the hobby much more enjoyable to be able to talk to so many people, so many hams, and share in all the activities that are going on from AMSAT to Brandmeister to emergency service nets and much, much more. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section Echolink net here on the WB3GXW WASH_DC repeater. We're going to take a break and let everybody reset. Stand by. Okay, what I'd like to do now is introduce some of the section staff for the Maryland DC, and I'm going to read down the list here. We also have hams from our Atlantic division, and if you give me just a second to go over here to my cut and paste roster, I will try to find them in the list. First, let's go to the Maryland DC Assistant Section Manager, Mr. Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. And he's also the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. So, Chris, a few words for the net this evening, please, sir.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening, Marty. It's great to hear you. And everyone on the net, a few things this month. We had a new affiliated club join the league, and this is the Worcester Radio Group. We're happy to have them as an affiliated club. Also, I'm looking forward to field day visits, trying to get out to some clubs, some of our affiliated clubs and other amateur radio clubs in order to get back together in person. So we're looking forward to that. Also, Baltimore Traffic Net is preparing to deal with field day traffic, and we're getting folks lined up for that. So we're excited about that, but really looking forward to field day. 73-ALL, AB3WG.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. The Baltimore Traffic Net is held nightly at 18:30 on the Shawsville repeater, 145.33, with liaisons from Traffic Net and Aries also joins in. Good opportunity there. Hurricane season is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, there are two active systems currently being watched. There's one in the north of Bermuda, which will be classified as subtropical. Now, what is that? Subtropical. Okay, so tropical is anything above 23.5 degrees latitude. And I think you have to get above, I think it's 60 degrees, to be Arctic. So anywhere in there, especially those to the north, are considered subtropical. And then there's also an area of interest in the Gulf, and there is a high likelihood that that may turn into a tropical system. And that will bring more rain to the already soaked Louisiana and eastern Texas coastline and some inland areas of Mississippi. So keep your eye on the weather, folks. All right, let's go back to the section here. Let's see. Do we have, you'll have to bear with me here. I don't see on the little list that I have, so I'll ask WB3KAS. He said he was having problems connecting. Jim, our emergency section coordinator, are you available? Can you give us a few words, please?
I have connected. I see my blue screen across the bottom, so I guess I'm in. Very good evening, Marty. Everybody else checking on the net tonight. good to be vertical during the pandemic. And today we had a meeting with the new hospital personnel in Prince George's County. The Prince George's Hospital Center is shutting down June 21st. And all traffic for emergencies and ambulances and all that good stuff are going to be transferring over to the Logo Complex. It is quite a building. So we had a meeting with the security people today, and looking forward to working with them. Everybody can wish us luck about that. Back to net, WBCKAS.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Jim is the Maryland, D.C. Section Emergency Coordinator for ARES. He is your point of contact for ECs and assistant ECs. And his assistant is KC3DSO. Stephen, are you copying this evening? A few words, please. All right, we'll come back to him. How about Wanda? Speaking of the hospital net, Jim, is Wanda available? KA3AHI.
I'm on here, Marty. Hello, Marty. You copy me? Marty, you copy me? I'm on here.
No, it's a runway street. Just talk.
Okay, Marty, I understand now. I got in here a little bit late. I understand Jim just gave the hospital report to you guys. We're very excited about what's happening in Prince George's County with the new hospital over there. And we're working very closely to keep things moving along, and we're going to be excited to be a part of that. So back to you, Marty. Thank you very much, KA3AHI.
Yes, Wanda, you came through very clear. Thank you very much. I'm going to add you to my list right now. It won't let me do it. Hang on a second, folks. All right, I got Wanda on there. All right, let's go to, we're going to go to Jim, our Atlantic Division, right after we have W3YVQ. Our section traffic manager, a few words, please.
Very well, good evening all on W3YVQ. Now the question for tonight is, how would you get agency traffic, let's say an attached ICS 213 form in radio email, to somebody in the state of Oregon if you don't know the call sign of someone there who is a client on Winlink? Or conversely, if you created a radiogram to send to someone out in Oregon, how would you route it so that it will get there whether you know a call sign or not? Well, there are a whole family of answers to those questions that ought to be discussed freely in your ARES groups from time to time. Break. First of all, if you'll consult the Methods and Practices Guidelines posted at ARL.org, the League webpage, there is a nationwide alerting scheme for Winlink where section primary target stations are assigned in each of the sections in the country, and those call signs who have registered to perform that function, kept by me, are a way to route traffic into a particular section anywhere in the country to wake up their staff and alert them to a need for ARES match support, etc. and so forth, or to send agency traffic to them. On the other hand, if you have ICS form traffic and you don't have a call sign for a station in Oregon to send that particular ICS form traffic to via Winlink, it can be done through Radio Relay International's digital traffic network using a hybrid radiogram. A hybrid radiogram has the same format for its address and the preamble that precedes it as in the legacy radiogram, and the same signature construct. But between the breaks, the text can be email formatted, which means it can be derived text from an ICS 213 form or any of the other ICS family forms indicated in the FEMA messaging pamphlet 2. Consequently, what we have provided via NTS and Radio Relay International is a national messaging service with bifurcation, one for routing traffic by way of its address, and the other routing traffic by way of its client call sign, namely Winlink, which can have attached to binary files, whether they be docs, GIFs, JPEGs, or ICS 213 content, and the legacy radiogram and the hybrid radiogram that DTN can transmit, and the manual voice and CW nets parallel those to support the same kind of messaging we've had for over the past 100 years. If anybody needs to learn how to do these things, please check in with us on MEPN at 6 p.m. daily with a pre-net at 5:30 on 3820, or the Baltimore Traffic Net at 6:30 on 145.33, or the MDD Cycle 4 CW Nets at 7 and 10 p.m. on 3557. And any of the net controls can direct you to more information. And I'm on those nets quite frequently, so you can catch me there. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. Field day's coming. CW is a great way on field day to get your code speed up. 7-3 all.
All right. Thank you, Father Al. Let's take a break. I'll let everybody reset. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW. Echolink system, wash_DC, and linked repeater. Stand by, we'll be right back. My call sign is KB3MXM. All right. Well, I'm sure there's lots going on in your neighborhood and around the area, but before we get to that, we're going to let Jim, WI3N, Jim from the Atlantic Division, do you have a few words for the net this evening, sir? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Good evening, everyone. I will just mention that Stephen, KC3DSO, will be moving to Delaware in another 2 or 3 months, probably. But he has been very instrumental in the Aries MAC group, which is Aries, well, which is a committee in the Atlantic Division. And that committee will continue on, even though he is in Delaware. And so just wanted to put that out there. It's hate to see him go, but he's done amazing things here. So anyway, back to net. That's about it. Thank you, WI3N.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to get to some other folks here, Sky Warren, and we're going to get to... hopefully some of our ECs have checked in this evening, as well as some of our club representatives, but I hope that everybody will have a chance to share with the section things that are going on. Well, it's not a surprise to some of you, although some of you may not realize it's actually going on, but has anybody heard any of the cicadas? Well, I will tell you that over the last week, I did a little scientific experiment. I took my shop vac and I went into my lawn and around the shrubberies, and a shop vac is an amazing piece of equipment. It shouldn't be called a shop vac. It's got to have a more specialized name because it does so much stuff. But anyway, it worked like a champ. It didn't damage any of the plants. I just basically had to hold it near, you know, scrape it along or move it along, and you could hear them going in there like BBs, you know, like pop, 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 and it got them all in there. I'm sure there are millions more. Matter of fact, my backyard is absolutely loaded with them. And then I walked out 2 days ago, and I heard that buzzing sound, and it came from everywhere, everywhere. So we're going to be enjoying the they call Brood X, Brood 10, Brood X. And I saw a firefly the other day, so we got the fireflies, we got the cicadas, and we've got some pretty hot weather coming in on Sunday, so be careful out there. All right, stand by. All right, you'll have to beg my pardon. I am not reading the chat box, so if you're putting something in there, I apologize. I'm not picking up right now. I've only got a limited amount of real estate, and I'm just sorry. I'm not seeing that right now. I'll get to that in a moment. All right, let's move on to some of the other activities going on. Do we have a Skywarn? Do we have a local Skywarn representative that can tell us a little bit about Skywarn and any classes that are available? I'll stand by. KB3MXM, go ahead.
WA3TOY, you copy me, Marty?
Okay, we've got Kurt. Thank you. Stand by, I've got you. Do we have any other Skywarn local leading representatives? Do we have anyone else? Like maybe somebody that does the WeatherNet in Frederick? All right, Kurt, you're on the spot, buddy. Tell us about Skywarn and tell us about upcoming classes. Thank you.
Well, you kind of caught me off guard. Let me bring up the website. I do know that Anne Arundel County is going to be doing a Skywarn basic class this coming month in June. I'm looking up the information right now to try to give you the exact date. And there's another one also, I believe, in July that is going to be happening, another basic class. These are going to be online Zoom classes, I presume, due to the pandemic restrictions still being in effect. In fact, that reminds me, I need to contact Chris out at Sterling and see if what their plans are as far as in-person meetings in the fall. Anyway, stand by and let me look this information up for you, Marty.
All right. Well, we can do the mass media part. I've posted the website in the chat box. If you go to weather.gov and you go to /LWX Lima Whiskey X-ray /Skywarn, it'll take you to the Skywarn page. And you should always check that because the classes shouldn't change, but sometimes they do. Are you ready there, Kurt, to give us the class information?
Yep, let's see here. We've got Anne Arundel County, Maryland online class Thursday, June 24th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Baltimore County is doing one online, and that'll be on Wednesday, July 21st. 2021. Again, Anne Arundel County on Thursday, June 24th, and Baltimore County one on Wednesday, July 21st. Both of them are 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you can register for the classes by going to the website Marty mentioned and sign up via the online link for registering. Back to you, Marty, WA3TOY.
All right, thank you, Kurt, very much. Okay, we're a little bit past the time I want to be when we start going around the horn here and getting everybody checked in and hearing from everyone. But before we move on, I'd like to go to John, WB3GXW. John is the Maryland, D.C. section official bulletin station. That is right, an official bulletin station. I'm sure, let's see, did anybody ever used to go to bulletin boards? Well, anyway, this is on the radio and on Echolink. So, John, if you're available, can you give us a quick schedule for your weekend bulletins, please? John's listening. He's running down to the basement right now. That's what I'm visiting. It's like, oh, my goodness, I wasn't okay. Well, there are bulletins that are transmitted this weekend, and they are in the evening. And there's a variety of bulletins that are broadcasted, from the rain report to the ARL bulletin. I'll get you the list. I think I have it posted somewhere. Oh, there he is. I am here. Yes, you are, and we are here too. John, go ahead.
I'm getting a lot of connect stations on the repeater, and that's preventing me from logging in WB3GXW, so I'll do it via a smartphone. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Saturday nights at 8 p.m., Amateur Radio Newsline, followed by ARRL Audio News. Sunday nights at 7 p.m., This Week in Amateur Radio, starts off with 30 minutes of news and information about amateur radio, basically worldwide. And then there's additional segments that follow that. That's pretty much it on the bulletins. Please get the word out. Feel free to connect your links, your repeaters. We have plenty of bandwidth. I think that pretty much does it. I just heard from the club president this evening, Marty, that we will begin testing again. The Laurel Club will begin testing again, starting with the Berryville Ham Fest. I know that's not in our section, but the Berryville Ham Fest, August 1st, we think we're going to be a go for that. And potentially, maybe July, most likely August, testing again if we can get access to the facility. That's the big thing. That's all I got. Good night, everybody. Be safe and be well. WB3GXW.
All right, very good. And, you know, I want to thank you, John, for all of your help and support. You know, I had a great conversation with Mark, the K3ORB down there in Ocean City, which was mentioned earlier by Chris. I'm not going to take their thunder. He couldn't make it tonight, but I really like him to introduce the Worcester Club. We'll do it next time. All right? Very good. Thank you. And before we move on, Scott, you'll see KB3JQQ. Scott is always ready to share and post and provide lots of interesting and connections to a lot of stuff. So we're going to move to Scott. Oh, there's Scott right there, already popping stuff in my ear. And I want to thank all of you that have joined but have to leave now, and I appreciate you sticking around. So stand by a second, Scott. How about a few words, and then we're going to start down the list.
All right. I think we'll hook him on to his set. Wait, I just got email from Jonathan Taylor that he put out the newest VAT 2.150 helped thoroughly test the testing guys. So it's out there, so after the net, you can get a new virtual link. I've also been logging the net here on NetLogger, so if you logger and see here, I got that. Pop up on the connect. The net, KB3JQQ.
All right, here we go. Top of the list, folks. We're going to start going in, I'm not even going to say alphabetical order. Let's go to Mike. Mike, W3FDK. Mike, a few words.
Thanks, Marty. It's Mike, K3DO, on the W3FDK repeater. Before I make any comments here, let me go ahead and check for other people on the repeater. Is there anybody on the W3FDK repeater that would like to make comments on that tonight? If so, please come forward with your call sign and your name and location, please.
KB3, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Sandy.
KC3, PRI, Tony, and Frederick.
All right, we'll start with Sandy, KB3UF. Sandy, when you're done, send it down to Tony, KC3PRI, and Tony, you can send it back to me real quick.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Thanks, Marty, for hosting the net. Always a source of great information. And things are great here in Middletown. Looking forward to a fantastic field day. We're setting it up even as we speak. So I'll send it on down to Tony, KC3PRI, KB3EOF.
KB3EOF, KC3PRI. Thank you, Sandy. And thank you, Marty, for running the net. And thank you again for taking another lap around the block as our section leader. Very much appreciated in all that you do. Playing around with with a new ICOM 9700 today, enjoying it very much, and also looking forward to Field Day. I'll be spending it this year up in New Hampshire in Portsmouth, so looking forward to getting into some interesting things up there, and maybe we'll hear somebody from down here in 3 land on the air. I'll send it back to Mike, K3DO, KC3PRI. All right, K3DO. All right, thanks, Tony. And Marty, I concur. Great net tonight. Thank you again for taking the net and getting us all the information every month. It's definitely appreciated. And it's been some beautiful weather to be outside. I've been out, I was outside today in the nice weather working on ham radio stuff, which is, you can't be being outside in nice weather working on ham radio stuff. So back over to you, Marty. It's K3DO.
Okay, that's how we do the link systems. Let's go to our friends in Ocean City. I said, you know, guys, are you going to have a field day? Because I need a, I don't need much of a reason, but a field day would be the perfect reason to come visit Ocean City. Do we have anybody logged in or listening to the K3ORB repeater Ocean City that would like to check in on the Echolink net tonight? Your call sign and name, please. All right, moving on, let's go to Philip, W3ICF.
Good evening there, Marty, W3ICF. Just listening in here, trying to enjoy and stay in, informed by your great net there that you guys run. It's been a mainstay of mine for quite a few years. So that's about all I got to say. Keep up the fantastic work that all of you are doing out there. I'm getting a little too old for a lot of it, but I certainly enjoy listening and, to what all you guys are doing. W3ICF, back to Net Control. Link.
Oh, we enjoy having you here, Philip. You know, one of the things I just recently started playing around with is 6-meter beacon. I didn't realize I had everything here to do this, except the copper pipe. I had to go buy copper pipe. And if you've been to the Home Depot or Lowe's or any other Ace, or any of those places that sell home repair items, you will be shocked. You will be absolutely shocked. I'll give you two examples. Home Depot for one 10-foot 2x4, $9.38 when I checked last week. A local lumber company, a private name company, $11.47 for one 10-foot 2x4. I will not tell you how much I spent for copper pipe, but it was a small fortune, but well worth it, is now I have a 6-meter squalo ready to go, and I'm going to start working on my 6-meter beacon, and I'll tell you all where to find it. All right, let's continue down the list. K3DON, Mr. Don.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you, Marty, for hosting the net this evening, and you're all doing a very great job there. This is my first time on here for this particular conference type thing, and I'm glad I got a chance to do it now. I did hear some cicadas this morning and this afternoon. They're not actually in my yard. They're in a neighbor's yard on Garnett, however. But they are loud, so there you go. I've been doing pretty much everything. I do D-Star, DMR, and now I got the Echolink, so I'm glad to do that. And I've been having a lot of fun on the America Link on the D-Star, on the DMR rig, which I've been fortunate to be able to work through. I have a TV Mega hotspot, and I use my cell phone for the Wi-Fi connection. It works very well. Alrighty, with that, I'll go ahead and turn it back to Net Control, K3DON.
Alright, thank you, Don. We're going to next go to Mike, KA2JAI, but let me just remind you, if you haven't at least said hello in the chat box, just say hello, and that way I can capture your call sign in my log to make sure that I have everyone. And Scott's copying along too. We're going to go to Mike, and then I'm going to call this. I'm going to ask for anyone who has anything for the benefit of the section, like if you have an activity. Let's try to get through that now, because sometimes we go a little long and people drop out. So let's go to Mike first, KA2JAI. Mr. Mike, call your stations on your repeater and give us an update. Thank you.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Anne Arundel EC here, and we are coming up on an exercise we're going to run in June. I'm referring to it as a mini-SET. It'll be a mix of various methods of communication, different following proper directed net procedure, use of WinLink, use of WebESC. It's a whole variety of things that we're putting together. Coming up next month, we have 20 members signed up for it so far, so it should be a very good event for us. I'm going to take some check-ins here and see who else may have comments. I already have connected on EchoLink TEL, HRT, and FQC, so if you three would just stand by, please, while I look for others who are awaiting us on RF. Anyone else needing to check in here on the 805, please call now, and when you check in, let me know if you will have comments for the net or not. If you do, I will come back to you in rotation. Go ahead.
N3RES, November 3, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, no traffic. Right.
November 3, Sierra, Echo, Oscar, no traffic.
Okay, I have N3RES and N3SEO. Let me go to K3TEL for comments. Go ahead, Arnold.
All right, thank you, Mike, and good evening to all. Not much to say. Hopefully I'll be able to make it at the HamFest and socialize and see who's going to be out there, and especially WI3N or whatever is advertised to pick up a small power, low power ATV transmitter. Just for the heck of it, want to see what I can do with it up here. Anyway, until then, 7-3 until next month, and see the whoever's going to make it out at the HamFest next week, K3TEL, and over to K3HRT.
Good evening, all. Mike, I appreciate you running the JAIR node, and Marty for hosting the net tonight. Excellent. It's very informative, and with that, I'll turn it back to Net. This is K3HRT.
Thank you, David. Don, N3FQC comments, please.
Yes, thank you. The mini-SET is sounds like a fantastic, well, it is a fantastic thing, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to participate because of prior commitments, but I think the aftermath of this, I'm hoping everybody will look at it as an example of a really, really good exercise, and also want to thank Marty for volunteering for another term, and congratulations. With that, N3FPC back to Net.
Thank you, Don. That's our list for tonight. Marty, I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to ID right now, and we'll come back in just a moment. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. Wash underscore DC EchoLink node and linked repeaters. This net occurs on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. My call sign is KB3MXM, the Maryland DC section manager. Everyone stand by and we'll continue with the list this evening. Okay, we've got a mobile. We'll answer the mobile. Stand by. All right, let's go to the mobile. Your call sign, name and location, please.
Southside of Alexandria, and I guess you guys have a pretty strong repeater, because I'm getting from over in Old Town just a helicopter.
right, very good. In Alexandria, could we get your call sign and your first name, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry if you guys, I'm sorry if I interrupted, KK4VZY. I don't know if you guys are having a group, I forget what it's called, KK4VZY.
All right, I think I copied KK4, Papa Zulu Yankee, I'm not sure. You're a little broken right now, but thanks for joining us this evening, sir, and giving us a signal report on the other side of the Potomac in Alexandria from your mobile. Have a good evening. Be safe out there. Be well. All right, moving down the list, N3TJO. Tommy, how about a few words? All right, I promised to get any information from the section from folks. Let's do that right now. We're getting close to the top of the hour. Give me your call sign if you have something in your area that the section would benefit from, an event, an activity. So give me your call sign. Remember, as they say in contesting, spread it out, folks. All right, we might do that one more time. Let's go to KB3, Juliet, Papa, Romeo, Mike. Thanks for joining us. I don't think I remember that. Maybe you've been here before, but we're looking forward to hearing from you now. Go ahead. All right, we'll come back. Maybe, perhaps, let's go to K3, Delta, Charlie, Romeo, Chris, KC3DCR. All right, next on my list is Alpha, Alpha 3, Bravo, Romeo, Peter, AA3BR.
Am I transmitting? There we go. Hey, hi, Marty and everybody. This is Alpha, Alpha 3, Bravo, Romeo. Name is Peter from Timonium. And just a quick shout-out for the fairly newly formed Baltimore City, Baltimore County Aries Group. I'm an assistant SEC for it. Several of our members are on the net tonight. So greetings, Don and Ray. So we're doing some training, some traffic training with N3TN NTS, and we're learning a lot. Some of the guys are experienced, and a lot of the guys are not. So we're excited about being able to help out the Baltimore City and counties. 73, AA3BR.
23. All right, thank you, sir. Let's go to... Wow, K6TON? Wow, we got DX on the net tonight. How about K6 Tango Oscar November? Go ahead. All right, let's move down to Jeff, KB3 Sierra Papa Hotel. Jeff?
Good evening, Marty. Looking forward to an in-person field day in the depths of Southern Maryland at Nanjmoy. So it should be a good time. Back to net, KB3SPH.
I'll tell you, that's one of the few places, except for Western Maryland, that you can be in such darkness that you can actually see your star shadow on the ground. It's beautiful down there. And they will tell you that I've arrived almost every time at or around midnight. I think I came in there 1 o'clock in the morning one time. But it's a great place to go if you plan to visit. Stick around. Beautiful indeed. Let me just add to our excitement here. So there is a lunar eclipse coming up on May the 26th. You can find information about this online. It's not going to be one of those spectacular middle of the night stay up with your s'mores and your coffee, though. And also keep an eye on solar weather. There's been some pretty impressive eruptions from the sun. Matter of fact, the one that most recently was on the 21st. It was a C4.8 class flare, and it produced ultraviolet. So keep an eye in the sky, as they say. All right, moving right along. Let's go to Pam, KB3SWS.
Thank you, Marty, and everyone on the net this evening. On April 24th, the Charles County Amateur Radio Club worked with the St. Mary's County Amateur Radio Association for the in-person fourth annual STEAM Day at the Pax River Naval Air Museum. We did a variety of displays and demonstrations with a digital go kit, WinLink voice, and a mini fox hunt. So it was a great event to introduce children and adults to radio. Back to you, KB3SWS.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, I heard about that. I posted some stuff on it, and I'm glad that the two of the clubs got together and pulled that off. Pax River, pretty interesting place. They have a great air museum down there, too. Lots of very interesting stuff if you're into that. All right, thank you, Pam. Let's go to Alex, KC3LOY. All right, nothing there. Let me check up on my log here. I haven't made another copy of the roster, so bear with me, folks. I'm dealing with what I got right now. Okay, let's move that up. And we called for Tony, right? We did that one. Hey, Stu, I see you. WI3J, go right ahead. You're next.
Hey, Marty, thank you very much. Better late than never there, WI3J Stewart, Gaithersburg. And, yeah, field day. Boy, that's only a month away. Man, I can't believe it. It's already end of May here. A month from now will be field day. So, boy, I tell you, looking forward to that there. Yeah, cicadas, I hear them in the woods behind me. I hear them. It's just a constant drone. But nothing around my property here. Nothing. So, maybe I won't have a mess to clean up here. Who knows? But they still got, what, another month to go or 6 weeks? So, there you go there. Yeah, and keep your eye on HF there. Boy, I'm on my tablet and iPhone here. And shows you the strength, you know, of above the MUF there, 20 meter and 10 meters. Boy, that's been shooting up there. I just got to get on there and there's an opening and take advantage of that. So, yeah, everybody keep an eye on that. Great net there, Marty, as usual. Thank you. Back to you, WI3J.
Absolutely. And don't forget to use the beacons. Use the beacons. I'm listening to the John Hopkins Applied Physics beacon on 6 meters, and they have them all. They got a beacon on every one of them, even in 900 megahertz. I think they're using an ASCOT slot antenna up there in the higher frequencies. But I'm listening to them right now on 50.063. In upper sideband, you'll hear their beacon from John Hopkins Applied Physics Lab. All right, let's go to N3QYJ, Quebec Yankee Juliet. All right, nothing there. I'm going to look at my list over here on the other side, right above the checkbox here, text box here. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Is anyone that that I might have missed or would like to add something to the net tonight? Oh, there's Tony. Tony. K6TON. Tony, go ahead. Join us. Give us a few words here, please. Okay. Tony's listening tonight. But, Tony, thank you for listening. And thank you for participating with our net. We're at the top of the hour, folks. We're a few minutes after, and that's been going on now for almost an hour. I want to thank all of you for joining us this evening. I will be publishing the section news, and it will go out to you if you are signed up through the league. As a member of ARRL, you have an opportunity to sign up to get information directly from the league from your section. So you get things like the ARRL newsletter. You get the Ares report. You get updates on satellites. You get information about activities that are going on in DX and a whole bunch of other information. But I think what's most important is you get the Maryland DC Section Echo Link news delivered to your inbox once it's published and I post it. And there is a way to do this. It's very easy. If you're a member, go to your profile. Edit your profile, and you'll see a tab on where you can select the type of information you would like to get through email. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. We'll do one alibi for anyone who might have thought of something that we didn't cover or is of importance. We'll go ahead and do one alibi round. Is there anybody that has anything else to share before we end tonight? This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section EchoLink net on the WB3GXW, wash_EchoLink node and linked repeaters. So I'll give a chance for anyone with an alibi for tonight. Go ahead.
Hi, this is KC3LOY. I believe I had a mic issue just before that. I want to say good evening. It's Alex from Harford County, Aries Races, and enjoying all the information tonight. So I'll be clear after this. Thank you, and 73.
Helium Network. It uses a lot of amateur radio technology, and it's mining Bitcoin and helium, and what you guys might want to know. Over and out, 73.
All right, and I got KC3LOI, and then I had a station come in through one of the linked repeaters. I didn't get your call sign. Can I get your call sign and your name, please?
Yeah, this is A Kilo Kilo 4 Victor Zebra Yahoo. KK4DBY. Name is Patrick. Not sure about what I was trying to say. There's a helium network that uses a lot of the technology of amateur radio. It's on the 2.4 frequency. People are mining it like fish. I'm building a mast over here in Old Town. Lots of money to be made. It's called the helium network. Not sure if you guys know about it, but thought I might mention it. Call sign once again is Kilo Kilo 4 Victor Zebra Yankee. Over and out, 73.
Okay, Patrick. Well, thank you very much. I got it that time. I got the call sign. I got it perfect. It's Victor Zulu Yankee. KK4 Victor Zulu Yankee. All right, folks, that's going to be it for this evening. I want to thank everybody for joining us. You know, what's really important is communication. Good communications is always important, but communicating often is even more important than that. And please continue to communicate often with your fellow hams, with your amateur radio clubs, with your public service events, with your community, and with each other. Let's be good stewards of amateur radio, and let's continue to improve our hobby and our craft, and stick together. We'll see you next month. Other things will be going on, I'm sure. Don't forget, if there's something you like published across the section that's going to be of interest to other hams, please send it to my call sign at the league. That is Kilo Bravo 3, Mike X-Ray Mike, at ARRL.net. We'll see you next month. 73's all. KB3MXM. Clear.
KB3MXM, WB3GXW, over.
Yes, Mr. John, go right ahead.
I'll let you put the word out as you deem appropriate. But, you know, some nets are forming in various areas, and if they want to take advantage of Echolink, I've got a couple of servers out there. I've got this one, Wash DC, and then I've got, as you know, GXW-L, which the Maryland Emergency Phone Net uses for about an hour every day. Other than that, it's underutilized, so other entities, clubs, amateur clubs and nets would like to utilize one of the servers. I'm all in favor of it. So, you know, you decide how you want to put the word out amongst the sections. Over.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I think is very valuable in doing nets. You know, I've seen them do this with online video. There are groups that get together on HF, and then they have a camera, and they sign up for this, and so you can actually see the operator while he's operating. It's not amateur TV. You're just seeing there. It's like FaceTiming somebody while you're on the radio. Well, let's think about this for a second. Echolink is radio over IP. And in Echolink, you get situational awareness. I absolutely agree with you. If you're going to do a net, why not warm up the Echolink and tell your net participants, hey, we're on Echolink, so if you want to share anything, like we did tonight, like a website address or Twitter account or a location of maybe an activity like a breakfast or something like that, and you need to send them that information, I mean, who really wants to give a URL over the air, really? I agree with you. EchoLink is a great tool, and when combined with RF and other modes of communications, it's an awesome thing to have, especially when you want to tie together a large, diverse group of individuals over a large area, or maybe the club. So I agree. We'll get that word out, and maybe you'll get some more visitors. And WB3GXW, John, right there, is your point of contact. And I would always encourage you, as you would with a repeater, contact John, let him know, and so he's aware that you're on the net and you're using the system, and he'll appreciate that too. Thank you, John, very much. Thank you very much for that reminder. Back to you.
Okay, Marty, you're very welcome. Good night. Got to be at the parents' house a little dark early tomorrow morning, so I'm hitting the sack. BB3GXW. Good night.
Okay, very good. And I'm going to call it a day. It's been a rather long week, and it started at 5:20 this morning, and it's almost 9:20 at night. 7-3's all. Be safe, be well, and be careful out there. And we'll hear from you soon, I'm sure. KB3MXM's Claire. Good night.
All right. Remember to go over to echolink.org and get the new 2.115. I hope it didn't drop pound symbol. 3 is for IRLP. KB3JQ.